Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
WEEI Afternoons, Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens in our Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. 4 o'clock hour. Fitzy, before we get into this audio... And it is Jay Glazer.
The Spygate audio?
Yeah, Jay Glazer with Julian Edelman on the Games with Names podcast.
Quick question. Great story as well. And I think Jay Glazer, I know what sort of disdain or I wouldn't say necessarily disdain for all, but, you know, the doubt or distaste you have for some of these insiders and whatnot who make up a lot of their stories and have some dubious sources.
He's the best.
I think
his hit
Glazer
record
does
is better. He's never missed.
He does an awesome, awesome job. And, you know, now that we're so far removed, Andy, you know, there's probably no emotional statute of limitations, especially considering how the season ended in Super Bowl 42 out in the desert, regardless of the redemption 7 years later. I think given how iconic the Patriots were, how awesome it was to always be part of the national dialogue and how many Super Bowls they won, hearing stories like this stings a lot less than I think it used to a couple of years back.
Oh, there's no question that victory and Super Bowl trophies and banners help you kind of get past the negatives of the dynasty era. If you had less titles and there was, you know, more coming up short than actually getting over the hump, I think a lot of this would be looked at differently. But time heals all wounds, especially when you have Super Bowl rings, and I think that's the story here.
Yes.
But at the time, it was a big freaking deal, and we do remember that. It was a big freaking deal. National news, one of the first time they started making national news for scandals in Foxborough. Deflategate would come later and be a whole different story with Tom Brady and everything that went down there. But this was Jay Glazer talking about, if you remember, so the Patriots were caught at MetLife Stadium. Eric Mangini and those guys ratted them out. They took the tape, blah, 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 became a scandal. Oh, we're going to destroy the tapes. It's all gone. Boom, they're punished. We're just going to move on. And then it was like, okay, that's done. Okay, nothing to see here. Move along, like Sheriff, what's his name, out in South Park. Mm-hmm. And then Jay Glazer's like, oh, well, wait a minute. FYI, I got a little something the world might want to see. And this is Jay Glazer recounting sort of the story of how he got and the tape he had showing Spygate.
The Spygate video. I'm trying to think
how
to say this.
Spygate video.
You're a kid. I can't tell you that. And then I have to call the commissioner and tell him what I'm going to have. So I call him up and I said, I'm about to, you know, drop something, but I need to talk to you beforehand. And he hits me up and I said, hey, dude, I'm just letting you know I got the Spygate video. He says, you can't. We destroyed them all. I said, that's what you thought. And he said, you have the actual video. I said, I got the video and I'm airing it. And I just want to let you know beforehand. And he said, credit to him. He goes, good for you. That's huge. That's going to change your career.
And what I didn't remember, Fitzy,
wow.
I remember the week and I remember the video, but I didn't know the backstory. So Jay Glazer elsewhere in this podcast, because you know how these Edelman podcasts are, they kind of ramble and they're long and you need
you're about two and a half hours. Yeah.
Yeah. I could get a flight to Miami in with an Edelman podcast. He was early on in his tenure with the Fox pregame show. He had done sideline and information guy kind of hits, and this was the first year that they had brought him in studio to be with the other guys, Howie,
so that was
Jimmy.
Like his inside, okay, gotcha.
And he was freaking out, and they were like, wait, this kid couldn't have it, and he tells a whole story that finally Howie goes, Terry goes, wait, so you have the tape? He's like, I got it. I have the tape. This is the tape. And Terry's like, kid's good with me. Let's run with it or something. And this was sort of his, you know, moment when he became part of the cool kids and part of the respected group that had already been together for more than a decade without him. You know, the Howie Longs, the Terry Bradshaws, and the Jimmy Johnsons. And now, now he's a made man.
Yeah, Andy, actually, this does sort of like beg a football guy side note, sidebar type of question. When did we truly enter the age of our insider, blank? You know, we have the rap sheets, we have the Schefters, we have the Glazers, etc. Was Chris Mortensen really like the first one?
Well, I think the first one was Will McDonough, honestly. Will McDonough way back in the day, the early
Yeah, like,
80s, you know, his notes column in the Globe, yep. And then doing NBC and you know, doing the hits of information. I think Will McDonough was sort of the pioneer. Then it evolved.
Well, let's jump to the national NFL level. That's what I'm sort of.
Well, even no, Will McDonough was national. Will McDonough was on the NBC
do some appearances.
Pregame show. No. He was part of the pregame show. He was the original Schefter, Mortensen, Clayton, Glazer, Rappaport. Will McDonough was league-wide.
Pelissero, this and that.
And
he
laid the groundwork for these guys, and then they all took it in different directions. You know, John Clayton and Mortensen for a while there, and then Schefter came over from NFL Network to ESPN, joined Mortensen, and it evolved. But I agree with you the way we started this. I think Jay Glazer has the best track record of anybody in this role. He doesn't have the volume of guys like a rap sheet or a Schefter, but he's never wrong. If he says it, it's true. And I don't know that they, you know, the Patriots didn't want that, and certain people you don't always want to be necessarily in the crosshairs. But the rest of his story detailing this was tremendous. And he got into some of the other stories he broke for the Patriots. And one of them was the Randy Moss trade out of town. And he had to sit on it for 24 hours. It had been finalized, but nobody had told Randy Moss yet. And he tells the story that he was actually with a young woman at the time for the first time. And by with, I mean in a biblical sense.
Oh, so when Schefter said that he got some, I forget whose story it was that Schefter had to break. He said like mid-coitus.
That's what this was.
So Glazer was the first on that as well.
Yeah, he's the original. He's better.
He's kind of a pioneer in this front, because now we don't know what to do without. Oh, there's a sports blog I love visiting. Oh, there's a sports network that I often frequent before games. And like, we don't know what to do without our fantasy insider, our national insider, our supreme correspondent who's more connected than anyone. Like, we live and die by the words of all these insiders. But that's a fun local nugget, kind of connecting it back to Will McDonough.
And then Glazer also recounts, if you remember, Arlen Specter got involved with Spygate and Congress.
God,
he got a call from Arlen Specter, was like, I need to see the tape. And Jay Glazer was like, no. And Arlen Specter actually made him a deal. I have something way bigger than this. You give me the tape and I'll give you that. And Jay Glazer was like, nope, not going to do it. So he told
Congress, man of integrity. How about that?
100% man of integrity. Now, a man of fun, too. He also tells tales that he still has the tape and it's at his home in Arizona or something. And when he has parties, sometimes he just airs it at the parties to show the original tape he has of Spygate.
What a flex that is.
Talk about
a brag.
And he's a flexer. You see
that's
him?
He's an MMA guy. Yeah,
yeah.
He's flex worthy. And by the way, do you remember seeing it, Andy?
Oh, yeah.
That fall of 2007. I didn't find it so damning.
Well, you wouldn't. You were a Patriots fan. You were defending.
No,
you're like Stiz
no,
with Bill Belichick. I don't see what the big deal is. It's only 50 years between them.
No, I was just trying to think. Like, at the time, I think I was expecting. It was just so subtle. Like, it was just like a little sideline footage. Like, it didn't seem. So, it wasn't like, you know, I guess when you expect to see video evidence that damns a person, an organization, or causes the
like Ray Rice
mayhem that did.
Ray Rice.
Yeah.
The video, you know, the incident was known,
was,
and then the video
jarring.
Was like, oh my God, this is awful.
What were your thoughts? So I like that, Nick, because obviously I don't remember this at the time. So Nick,
it's funny to hear, like, you were like, I don't know, maybe not. What did you think, Andy? So the first time you saw it, like, what did you see and how impactful do you think it was?
See, this is one where Nick is right. The video, when you already know what happened, the video doesn't really escalate it to a whole new level. There is no smoking gun. There is no image that will forever be seared in your brain that you can't unsee because we knew what had happened. We knew they recorded the signals, and what you did was recorded the signal, the situation, then the play, and you married that all together in your archives, and you now know what the play call is once you run down it. Now, originally, as Jay Glazer said, if you watch the tape, before they get to that, it's a bunch of, as he puts it, T and A. Only he says the whole thing, what T and A means, because you had the creepy camera guy checking out chicks and cheerleaders and filming cheerleaders and doing things like that.
He was bored until it was actually time to do it. And if I remember correctly, Andy, there were some other tapes. I don't remember who exactly saw them. Somebody saw them so as to be able to share these stories. But I believe I'm correct in sharing these anecdotals that Herm Edwards, back during his day as head coach, was full well aware that Belichick used to do this, and there was a tape of Herm Edwards finding the camera and doing the thing where you do the clown ears, put your thumbs out of your ears and go...
This was known. This was part of history. It's why a lot of guys defended Bill, because like a Jimmy Johnson defends him, because Jimmy Johnson's like, we were doing that and worse.
Andy, now let's get to the what is the ultimate point here. Between
Jay Glazer's awesome.
Between Deflategate, between Deflategate and Spygate, why is it you think that the Patriots ultimately became, you know, the bastard child of the NFL? Why is it that you think that everybody came down on them so hard? Was it just purely as simple as jealousy?
No, it had nothing to do with jealousy. It was organizational arrogance. That's as simple as it was.
Well, but other people were very...
They flipped the bird at the league.
By the Patriots, yes.
Yeah.
But why the league wanted to come after them so hard, yes, they didn't like the arrogance of Belichick flouting this in front of their faces as
No. They ignored the league. The league told them, don't do it. Everybody else stopped, and they didn't. It's like when you tell your kid, you do that one more time, and I got to ground you, and they look you in the eye and do it. That's what the Patriots did. That is why they were so... in the crosshairs of the league. It was not the offense, in my opinion, as much as the arrogance of flipping the bird at the league. It's like, not only did you go by the cop you saw who was doing radar at 80, you flipped him the bird as you went by.
Without a seatbelt as you were ripping a dart out the window
and
with a can of beer.
And
you
haven't had an inspection in 17 years. And you're like,
on the wheel.
Why you got to be such an a-hole? You're giving me a ticket. All I was doing was keeping up with traffic. And the guy's like, well, you can keep up with traffic in court.
Sir, is that an empty beer can right there, sir?
Right.
Would you mind putting that cigarette out, roll your window down? But I do believe... I'm not playing the defenders of the wall, hate us because you ain't us card, but there had to have also been a high degree of envy and frustration from the league. Like, why the F do these guys keep winning? There's got to be a reason behind it. So when they found out that there could have been a secret or that there could have been a scandal or some cheating or something nefarious going on, that's why they pressed and pressed extra hard.
Yeah, I don't really
think people leaned on Goodell to do it. Even he said so.
The second time I think he got leaned on because they let him off so easy the first time is think why the second one was trumped up charges. But both of them, both of them involved organizational arrogance and interpersonal relationships and the way you dealt with the league and the way you dealt, you know, like sometimes, you know, when you're in trouble with anybody, your wife's mad at you, your boss is mad at you, the principal's mad at you, just put your head down, shut your mouth and take your, you know, comeuppance, get yelled at and move along. If you try to defend yourself or you smirk a little bit or you make excuses, that tends to make the person angrier. And I think that's similar to how this worked with the league in both situations. And you ended up with two pretty big scandals that probably didn't need to be quite as big as they blew up to be. And the punishments probably didn't need to be as big as they blew up to be. But here we are. There we were. And Jay Glazer was in the middle of it. And he made a nice career out of it. So good for him. I actually always find those interesting. You know, it's... You know, these sort of
I kind of miss them, actually. I miss the Gates. I miss being at the center of the attention, the dialogue, and the scandal.
Well, yeah,
I think that's when the Pats were always at their best.
Right now, they're like, cheat all you want. You might get a fifth win. Ooh, big bad Patriots. Do whatever the hell you want. 617-779-7937. If you want to react to the good old days of Spygate and Deflategate, poor Fitzy. He misses the scandals as much as he misses the winning, as the dynasty of the Patriots has just petered out here in New England. See, he's crying in front of his Cape home.
All things come to an end, Andy.
Going to cry himself to sleep on his linen pillow in his second home on the Cape this evening.
A linen pillow? Who the hell has a linen pillow?
You're traveling to what tropical island in 24 hours?
St. Lucia.
Yeah, listen, gotcha. Yeah, do you believe this crap? Like,
I had nothing to do with it.
Really? So Mrs. Hart can't tap into the family funds for which you probably provide at least 50%? Stop with this. You are pandering to the masses.
I am just I'm just along for the ride here.
Happy hubby. Panderama.
Happy wife, happy life. That's what this trip is. And if I get a couple of drinks,
go away. I got to be here next week. There's huge sports to discuss. Speaking of which, we got to get your takes on what's going to go down and how wrong you're going to be.
That's right. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we got the little game I like to call More Likely. And it's going to see what is going to happen over the next 10 days or so while I'm on vacation with limited access to professional American sports. A lot could change. Champions could be crowned. There could be scandals. There could be trades. For all I know, JB. I could be wearing a JB jersey on the beach in St. Lucia and come home to find out that JB is no longer on the Celtics.
It could become vintage overnight.
God, I hope not. More likely.
Like a Tebow Patriots jersey.
That was never vintage. The guy stunk. More likely. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, but first...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dan Ball, trending.
Ant, wrong, Johnson.
That was Johnson Johnson, the linebacker formerly of the Patriots here at WEI Afternoons.
Not Teddy Ted.
Ted. He is listening. He did check in via text. He's got the Odyssey app, and he is listening on his day off here, his long weekend. I'm about to go on a long week of vacation.
Great story.
Shut it. And because of that...
there's a reason for you to mention
Fitzy
that.
Fitzy had the idea of, I think this was Fitzy's idea, but, you know, we should kind of project what I think could happen in the time away, because I have heard, now I did make the change, so I should have internet access, so I can at least do the, you know, what is that called, the ESPN Gamecast, where you can watch pitch by pitch as it comes in.
Yeah, but
in.
Do you really want to?
Probably not.
No, it's good to take, no, honestly, like, you need, considering the high level, it's not just 2-6. You got all the show prep and everything else, the things that we read, the things that we listen to, and then the games you watch, and then the takes you prep, and the nonsense
just
we share. Like,
it.
It's a It's a 24/7, 365 kind of thing. So when you get a chance to like do a flush, do a straight up disconnect for 6, 8, 10 days, do it.
Kind of like the flush Kyle Van Noy has been chronicling on his social media, 72-hour
fast.
Yeah, just drink water. That's all he's ingesting.
People say that 3-day fast is like next level phenomenal for you, and spiritually, emotionally, physically.
Supposedly, even like online quack doctors, actually, I shouldn't call them that. I don't know if they're quacks, but online doctors say like it can even prevent cancer. Like if you have little tiny, the seeds of cancer.
Okay, so you can call them quacks.
Okay, it eats. Yeah, Alex Guerrero probably believes this, that it eats away at those little, like it can prevent cancer. Anyway, going on vacation. What's going
to
happen?
Try to see if you can get a couple lawsuits throughout the station on your way down to the Caribbean.
Allegedly. What's going to happen in the next 10 days of sports? We're going to play a little game of More Likely while I'm gone, and Dan Ball is going to take over with the questions.
All right, so I came up with 8 questions that we can answer. Andy and Nick, I'll get both of your answers, and we'll revisit these on, I guess, on Monday the 23rd when you make your valiant return, a day that I'm sure you're dreading at this point, 10 days from now.
Yeah, if I come back.
Oh, all right. Well,
who knows? If Tom Curran's,
find out.
If Tom Curran's right and I go down in the bowels of some boat with 2 men and just ingest whatever they hand me in a cup, who knows what happens?
Yeah, there should have been a follow-up question there, by the way. There seemed to be a very specific story that he was dancing around, and I guess the world will never know.
Yeah, I didn't really want to know what happened there.
That's also a fair point. All right, let us begin. We'll begin with the Boston Red Sox. Off day today. They play 9 games while Andy is away. 3 against the Yankees coming up this weekend. Then they start a Western road trip. 3 against Seattle, who is 33-34. And then 3 at San Francisco, who is 40-28. So that is 9 games.
Yikes.
Are they more likely, Andy and Nick, to be over or under 500 in those 9 games while you're away?
Because they have Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer and the youth movement taking over, they're going to be over 500. In fact, I think they might go 6-3 in those 9 games.
Right, I'm not going to go so far out over my skis because you got 3 at home against the Yanks. They're looking for payback considering that you took 2 or 3 in their house last week. Plus, then you got the West Coast trip, which is always daunting. That said, I too will go over 500. I'll go 5-4, Dan.
All right, I feel like that feels reasonable. They always kind of dance around that 500 number anyways, so saying multiple games over 500, you really do have vacation brain right now.
I'm just optimistic Andy, baby.
Look at you. Look
I see
at you
hope
go.
On the horizon.
And what form will he return as if he returns? Will it still be optimistic?
You know what it's going to be? He's going to have, like, he'll have dreads, he'll be tanned, he'll have a tat. He's going to come back telling us, like, guys, you have no idea. Like, the people of St. Lucia, just like, they totally get it, man. Why can't every day be more like vacation, brah? And we're going to be like, who'd you just call brah?
Be like a blend of Bob Marley and Aaron Rodgers.
I'm picturing Michael Scott when he comes back from Sandals, Jamaica. He has the steel drum and the little braid on the side of his. That's kind of what I'm picturing for Andy.
I'm thinking like Paul Rudd and Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Yes.
Like the surf instructor. Yeah.
All right. Onwards we go. NBA Finals Game 7 would be the Sunday before you return, Andy. Ooh. So we will have a champion no matter what. More likely to win the NBA Finals, Thunder or Pacer, and by how many games?
I still think it's the Thunder, although this is getting more and more dubious by the day, by the loss for the Thunder. The Pacers, as I said earlier, become more and more dangerous by the day, more and more dangerous by the win, and they don't have far to go now. It's becoming less of an upset. Now they just kind of have to play decent basketball, and they could win this series. But I still think that the Thunder are the better team, and I think SGA is the biggest star in the series. And I do have to stick with my standard that stars win in the postseason. So give me SGA and the Thunder.
Okay. Would you care to venture a series? Is that in 7 games?
Oh, yeah, it's going 7.
Got to be 7. Okay.
It's going 7. And going 7 against the dangerous Pacers is a dangerous life to lead if you're a Thunders fan.
A Thunders fan. There Whatever. You go. Nick, your thoughts?
This series is going to eat a bag of 6. That's right. This series is only going 6 games. And the Indiana Pacers are going to be crowned the unlikeliest of NBA champions, the world champions of American basketball, on their home court in Game 6. They're going to win the next game. Thunder will take Game 5 one more time for their fans, and then the Pacers will deliver the knockout blow at whatever they used to call the Conseco Fieldhouse. And man, oh man, will we realize that the Pacers were much better all along. And I think basically, Andy, you're looking at, well, we'll talk basketball a little bit more later. Let's get back to your projections.
All right. So we have Thunder at 7 for Andy. We have Pacers in 6 for Nick. A follow up on that, more likely to be the NBA Finals MVP. So for Andy, given that it's the Thunder, SGA or the field, and for Nick, would it be it would be Tyrese Halliburton or the field?
SGA. It's still SGA. It's always SGA. SGA is winning it unless they lose the series. Then he won't probably win it.
For me, I'm going to go, I think I'm going to go field.
Really? Okay. Yeah.
I mean, you had that random dude, Mathurin, last night getting 27. I know Halliburton and Siakam each had 22. Siakam has been awesome. Like, Halliburton, we would have thought would win it for the conference finals and then for the NBA finals, but Siakam could pull a Jaylen Brown and out of nowhere, even though he's not the star, he's obviously the number two in town. I could see him pulling it off as well. Although, one for Halliburton, this kid has just been... God, like the clutch factor on him, Andy. How do you think that comes to pass? Real quick, how do you think somebody develops an innate ability to have that big shot Bob Horry ability to just, when it matters most, like be so calm and hit the shot?
The real answer, I believe, is see, when a man loves a woman and they care about each other, they do certain things, and when they get together, they have a child. And I think that is absolutely nature, not nurture. I think you have that chromosome, that whatever, you're wired that way out of the womb.
Lower your blood pressure and just see through the matrix when it matters most.
And I think, like, that child wouldn't necessarily have to be a basketball player. It could be another sport. It could be a doctor. It could be an ER. It could be a cop. It could be Tom Cruise in Top Gun. But I think somewhere down deep, and I can tell you I don't have that. Those of us that have, like, IBS and anxiety weren't wired that way, right? You get the butterflies. You get the diarrhea. You get the whole damn thing. I think that person at creation is made that way, is made to go down that road in some form or fashion in their life. And that may be more than you really hazard there. But I don't think it's like, oh, when he was in Little League, his coach told him, breathe deeply 3 times at the end of a game and you'll always make the shot. No, I don't think it's any of that crap. I think he is wired that way. Probably comes from his dad. His dad was getting in the face of Giannis and being, you know, we can call that dinky, but that's also a little ballsy to get in Giannis's face, this big dude who just lost. So some of it is coming from his parents.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with that.
Look, you being all philosophical here on this Thursday.
I mean, but it's kind of, these are the summertime sports discussions that are kind of fun to have, to do a deep dive into why and how. You know, Bill James always said clutch was unquantifiable. As a matter of fact, didn't even exist. I would love to disagree with one of the greater minds of sports and sabermetrics.
Yeah, I'll disagree with Craig Breslow too, because if he thinks Devers bats in the middle of the order, He failed basic math. The middle of 9 guys is not 2.
Very much not.
Nope.
And he's supposed to be the math guy.
Yep. So maybe that says a little something about the analytics with the Red Sox. But back to the more likely Dan Ball.
All right, let's flip over to the other finals happening right now. A potential Stanley Cup Finals Game 7 would be the Friday before you come back. So we'll have a champion in the NHL as well. More likely to win the Cup, the Oilers or the Panthers? And in how many games will they do it? Andy Hart.
So I think the Panthers are going to win this. They just feel like the team that's ready to continue it. Now they're building a little dynasty down there. And I know we kind of had talked about Connor McDavid and wanting the all-time great player to get over the hump. And even if we weren't necessarily rooting for Canada, I just think Brad Marchand and the Panthers got a little something going on down there. That hockey hotbed that is Florida. So I think the Panthers are going to win this in 6, probably.
Okay.
Panthers in 6, yeah.
All right, there you go. Nick?
Yeah, that's the sad part is I believe there is going to be, in Florida, a sunrise on a back-to-back NHL champion. It's going to drive me nuts. I wanted the Oilers to win just because I don't want Connor McDavid to ingloriously find himself accepting an invitation to Club Marino, the inglorious place where people are remembered for being all-time GOATs but never having a title or a chip to show for it. So they do have something going on, Andy. Like, the Panthers are just a little bit too much at this point. So I say the Oilers equalize in Game 4, and there'll be another overtime game and a coronation of the Panthers by 6.
Okay, 2 Panthers and 6 picks. So that sets up my follow-up on that one perfectly. More likely to win the Conn Smythe, given to the MVP of the Stanley Cup Finals, Brad Marchand or the field.
Give me Brad Marchand, and I may be wishing this as much as I am projecting this, because I think from our perspective, it creates great discussion that we can have about Brad Marchand and how good he is and leadership and all of these things. I don't necessarily think he's a leader of the Panthers. I think he's showing up and he can still play and he fits in as more of a complementary piece than he would have had to be with the Boston Bruins, and the leadership that I don't think is necessarily his strength or the best part of his makeup. And so he goes down there and he just sort of fits in, gets in where he fits in, as they say in the sports world. And he's just hot, and he's putting the puck in the back of the net, and he's doing his thing, and they can shoot rats at him, and he can collect a trophy that's not as cool as the Hart Trophy.
Oh, my God, and he's becoming an instant legend with this reviled franchise, which I believe we actually said on this program a few months back, perhaps the best rivalry currently in all of Boston sports, football, basketball, baseball, and hockey, is Bruins and Panthers. I'm not taking the field. I'm taking Marchand as well. He's scored the freaking breakaway overtime winner in a game that, if it went the Oilers' way, we'd be talking about a completely different series outcome right now. Scores in the next game where the Panthers absolutely just trucked the Oilers. He's got it going on right now. And boy, oh boy, Andy, poor Bruins fans, who I still say are the hale and heartiest in town, are just going to have it shoved in their face, and it is going to hurt so freaking bad. Do you think most Bruins fans...
You telling me they're going to get plowed by Marchand?
They'll be very plowed. Yeah. Do you think Bruins fans will be able to push past their frustration to be happy for him if he wins?
I think a lot of fans are. It's funny. We're swayed by this because we have the whole Rich Keefe feud with Brad Marchand, and I do look at it that way. Like, I like Rich Keefe a lot. I'm on Team Keefe in that whole feud. I thought Brad Marchand handled that poorly from start to finish with his words, with his IG, with everything that went into that. So I think we're swayed. I think Bruins fans are kind of rooting for him. I think the casual Bruins
on
fan.
On the Panthers?
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah. I absolutely think they are, and it is
sad.
Brady
was easier to root for on the Buccaneers. What if Brady was on the Colts? I would have gouged my eyes out.
And I do think people don't really take into account that, yeah, he was traded. Because I think some people are like, well, what was he supposed to do? He was traded. Brady chose to leave. He was a free agent. But Brad Marchand basically said where he wanted to go. He decided where he wanted to go. So you hate the Panthers. He saw the Panthers as an opportunity. He is a, what did Curran say about Steph Diggs? He's a mercenary. Brad Marchand's kind of a mercenary.
Yeah, he's a hired gun.
Yeah, Brad Marchand's a hired gun. He kind of hired himself. He was cup chasing. He was cup sniffing. He was looking for a cup, and he might get what he wants.
He's a wicked sniffer?
He's a cup sniffer. He's an absolute cup sniffer.
Hashtag cup sniffer.
And I give him credit as a general manager. Mind, he picked the right place, it looks like. He's going to go get a cup, potentially, and good for him, whatever. But
no,
I think
no hating on him for that. If he's not going to be here, why shouldn't he be able to choose the destination and get after what he thinks was best for him, which would be a second cup, which, cup sniffer or not, could be adding to like an NHL Hall of Fame legacy.
Buddy. Oh, he's going to the Hall of Fame. Yeah, I think. I mean, certainly if he wins another cup, and if he wins the MVP, the Smythe, he's definitely going to the Hall of Fame. I think he's already a Hall of Fame player. And I don't begrudge him. I always say it. You got to look out for number one. Screw you, Bruins. And you got your fancy first-round pick in 2072 or whatever year it is.
Yep, that's just when it is. Nailed it.
Right when the Dodgers are paying Shohei Ohtani, you'll get a first-round pick. It's all the
well, so they're never making. So they're never making that pick because the Dodgers are never paying that out. That's my own opinion.
What do you got next?
On we go. This was something that you mentioned in the email. I'm not sure if it was a joke, but I made it serious.
That's always good.
That's actually pretty much the gist of the show.
Story of my life. Honey, you want to get married? I'm not sure if that was a joke, but I'm going to make it serious.
More likely to occur during Andy's vacation, a Jordan Hudson exclusive interview or another Pablo Torre podcast solely dedicated to Bill Belichick.
I don't know how much juice there is left in the Belichickian fruit, and you can take that however you want. I'm going to say Jordan has a sit-down one-on-one with somebody, some friendly, and I don't know who the friendly landing spot would be. I know Oprah doesn't exist anymore. I don't know who, you know, Bill's PR guy that he hired maybe has some relationships in the media.
How about Games with Names?
I don't think it'll be that.
Why?
Could be Dudes on Dudes.
Could be.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you're right. It could be Dudes on Dudes, the way they defended her in that podcast.
Yeah, no way.
That
no,
would that be would, the most they would, cringy
they would
thing
sully
ever.
Their name so badly with that.
I mean, it could be WEEI Afternoons with me out of the picture, Ted Johnson, Nick Fitzy Stevens, Dan Ball. Would you have Jordan on? You might want to have Ted.
Well,
out
Mego's
going to
be in a couple times soon, so maybe that'll be a softer landing spot.
When Mego is
a more comfortable and appropriate spot.
Yeah, I don't think it would be considered a soft landing spot with Ted here for the day. But no, I think there's a better chance because I just What else can Pablo Torre do? I know I'm not an investigative journalist at this point, but what else could he do that he could get an entire podcast out of Bill Belichick at this point?
I don't think there's much else to do. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go against this entire idea. I think they're both in ghost protocol for the next week and a half. I don't think we will have Spittui to tell you about the wide world of Jordan Belichick and their very strange, soon-to-be-consummated relationship.
Nicholas, that's not how the more likely games work. You got to pick one of the polls.
All right. Well, then I guess neither was not an option, Dan?
No, that's not the game.
All right, fine. Then I'll say Jordan just because. I'll get to work on trying to figure out who that soft interview landing spot will be for her, but I cannot think of anybody who would like to use the last shreds of their journalistic integrity on helping her tell her side of this bizarre story, unless there's some evening news magazine called Provincetown Sex Toy Daily.
Oh, wow. That was a... Those are a lot of words strung together,
and that's
it. All right, two more. More likely to be worn again after Andy's vacation: Hey Dude shoes or the pink flamingo shirt?
Oh, this is a good one. This is a good one. I am going to say, Hey Dude shoes.
Defend.
I wore them around the house a little bit just to see what they were going to feel like, break them in a little bit, although you don't
really never go into a vacation with a vacation shirt or vacation shoes not having worn them or broken them in.
Right.
Can't do it.
So I think the Hey Dude, I think both, if I were going to play Fitzy style game, I would say both, I think, will be worn again, but more likely is the Hey Dudes, because I do need something for the summer that's not, as Ted Johnson would say, my middle school sneakers or whatever he likes to make fun of me.
You like
for.
The Hokas, bro?
Yeah, I do like the Hokas, you big bully. Yeah, big bully that's far away, and I can say
it
with an
edge. I told
you,
when you bought the Hey Dudes, I told you, I've had them for like a while. They're awesome. Feel free to sponsor us, sponsor the social content, come in.
Oh, yeah,
join Lucky
go.
Energy and some of the other great upcoming brands of the future.
But just not for Ted.
Program.
Screw Ted.
Wow, jeez. He's listening,
he
guys.
Was bullying me the day I said I was
getting
them. I got
to do radio with him next week. I don't want to have him take it out when he's staring at me and thinking about grilling you.
Boom,
that's
boom,
it.
Boom. Sounds like a you problem.
You will, team player, everybody. You will absolutely, the Hey Dudes are awesome. Like, once you get them on, like, straight off the golf course, straight off, onto the beach, out to dinner, they just go everywhere. They're, like, an awesome answer to many of life's problems.
Before we move to the last question, I'd like to enter Stiz into the equation. Stiz has a couple of, I don't know, you said you might want to do it on air, headlines that may be missed while Andy Hart is on vacation.
Does he have an itch he'd like to scratch? Oh, he already did that during his three-point stance.
Yeah, I know. Way to go, Brian Frazoco, not informing me I was on camera. No, I was just thinking of, like, future headlines that might happen. We've heard, like, late-night shows do this type of thing. So things that Andy may miss while he's gone on vacation. So there'll be a game show that's gonna premiere in Boston, debut in Boston. It's called So You Married an Anthony, where bachelors, local Boston bachelors, will compete to win a date with Leah Anthony. So that's gonna happen.
Okay, I look forward to
while
that.
You're gone.
Will that be on NESN?
Yeah, probably.
It feels
Nessun.
Like a NESN.
Yeah,
Nessun.
Only on NESN.
$30 for the app. Brad Marchand will...
New England Sexy Network.
That's right. Brad Marchand will win MVP, and in his acceptance speech, he was going to challenge Rich Keefe to a fight, celebrity boxing.
What do you think will win that?
My money's on Keefe.
Yeah, my money's on Keefe, too.
Let's go Keefe. Yeah.
Is it on Mine's ice not... or is it on ground?
How about on the ice, but no, you like sneakers. You know what I mean? You have to wear sneakers.
Oh, that would make it very interesting.
You know what I mean? Keep it interesting.
Punch
and
your
then,
shot.
And then lastly, Gerard Mayo is going to release a tell-all book titled "Wow, You're Crafty, My Life Working for Robert Kraft." So you'll want to get that one.
I don't think that one's happening. I don't think that one's happening.
Wait, you're not going to want to listen to You Mayo Want to Hear This?
Ooh, there you go.
I have this theory that Robert Kraft always wins contracts, and my guess is somewhere buried in Gerard Mayo's contract that he may not have even known until he got fired was, what do they call those? DNA.
You're listening to WNDA, yes. Non-Disclosure Radio.
I don't think he can say anything that would be negative toward Robert Kraft. Certainly couldn't sell a book based on that.
Crazy, we've never brought that up, but that could be what's going on here, why we haven't heard from Mayo.
It would not surprise me.
Hush money, that's right.
Hush, and you can keep your money is what they say. About,
exactly. That's what I mean. Hush, and you can keep your money.
Sounds
like that should be a new game show we should develop, too.
Last one for you, Andy. More likely to be uttered on these airwaves on Monday. My wife is booking another island vacation next year, or we're never doing that again. Miller Lite and my boat are all I need in life.
See, if it were only me, it would be the latter. Miller Lite and my boat is all I need in life. My guess is, though, based on I wear the hey dudes in our relationship, she wears the pants. So my guess is it will be my wife is already looking at island vacations for the future.
Gotcha. Okay.
I think your wife is looking for island prop. I'm going to take it a step further. Your wife is looking for island property.
Am I going to be one of those HGTV shows where I'm a beachfront hunt or whatever, whether you go globally and look for like a and you know, I could. You think I could live somewhere else? I'm a creature of habit, and there's no chance I could live somewhere else.
You'll get dragged a bit if you have just enough fun. Little sun goes a long way, guy.
All right, well, up next here. So the Pacers look like they are just this machine, this upset-ready champion. The Knicks, who played the Pacers, look like they're an absolute dumpster fire. The New York Knicks fired their head coach, which agree with, disagree with, whatever, 50 wins. You went on a nice run to the Eastern Conference Finals. So you assume, though, they would have a plan, right? Up next, we'll look at the Knicks' supposed plan to follow Tom Thibodeau as their head coach, and let's just say it's not going very well. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoon.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
We always have a plan here at WEEI Afternoon. Stiz always got a plan, fits it. We always got a plan. But the Knicks didn't seem to have a plan.
It's all about the execution of the plan, right, Andy?
Well, it sounded like they had a plan, Andy. It's just that everyone else wasn't made aware of or apprised of the plan and didn't feel like playing along.
Yeah, but this would be like getting a divorce and then asking a married woman if she wants to go out, and she's like, I'm married. Like, they're getting turned down by people who are already employed. They
have jobs. Like,
right.
You got rid of someone who was doing that job.
At a high level.
Yeah, you're asking our guys at that high level to leave their job for us to just get something to some sort of compensation to make you feel better about the equation and then just help improve your team while ours gets worse. Hey, go screw.
Tom Thibodeau had back-to-back 50-win seasons, went to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in 25 years for the New York Knicks, and they canned him to then scramble, it seems, to ask for permission to talk to Jason Kidd, Billy Donovan, who else? Ime Udoka, Quinn Snyder, what's his name, the former Villanova coach. Like, they're getting turned down by everybody. This is, I don't know if it's Bruins-esque or Red Sox president of baseball operations-esque, but this is the head coach of a team that was in the Eastern Conference Finals, and if you believe the reports, they canned the coach because he was too hard on them. He was a big meanie and made them work too hard and go too far in the playoffs.
Did the starters have to earn their money? Boo-hoo.
But they're going to end up with, I mean, I know we got some texters saying, are they some Cleveland assistant or something? So then why are they going through this?
Oh, I'm sure that's who they targeted the whole time. I'm sure he was goal numero uno.
So are they trying to go down some Red Sox free agency road? If they just want to be the interest kings of other teams' head coaches, and then they're going to settle on something much, much, much lesser?
You're going to need something better than that. Like, I mean, unless they've got some, you know, video genius Eric Spoelstra up there, you know, a contemporary Spoelstra
up
their sleeves.
They don't.
You think they've even tried to call the Celtics and been like, hey, does Brad want to get back into it by any chance?
I mean, at this point, there should be like 10 Knicks executives in a conference room just throwing ideas out there. No idea is a stupid idea at this point because they are floundering for a team that seemingly had a bright future, was maybe trending in a bright direction, a competitive championship caliber direction, is now kind of a dumpster fire. They've been a dumpster fire forever. They just got out of the dumpster and they were like, you know what? It's too cold out here. Let's jump back in there.
We're more comfortable. We're more comfortable.
Ridiculous.
Where we're irrelevant.
And I don't know if this is a Dolan thing, like where this came on the management hierarchy, but this is the dysfunction that it happens a lot in professional sports, but somehow it still always amazes me. These multi-billion, gazillion-dollar organizations are run horribly at times. Like, you know, prior planning prevents piss poor performance. They were like, what does that mean? How many P's is that? Nah, we don't believe in that around here.
No, but seriously, like, your coach. Now, there have been a couple examples that have been brought to light before in recent years where it's like, so-and-so brought you all the way. Like, didn't that happen? It happened with the Pistons back in the early 2000s. They got, like, Larry Brown got them to, like, the conference finals or deep in the playoffs. They canned him, brought it. No. Carlisle did. Canned him, brought in Larry Brown. He took him over the hump and
What's
that?
Larry Brown was like available and they got him. If you had had somebody
in mind. So where's the Larry Brown in this scenario? When you, if Thibodeau is your Carlisle, where's the available Larry Brown that you can bring in to have the team take you to the next level? I don't see it.
And it's becoming more embarrassing by the day. This would be embarrassing either way. You know, let's just say that Tom Thibodeau retired and you had a head coaching vacancy. It would still be embarrassing for everybody and their brother to turn down the opportunity, but because you chose to fire your very successful head coach, it's extremely embarrassing. And Barkley's right. Like, they are embarrassing themselves on an NBA stage, and I don't know what the solution is, and it may work out, right?
Like, more embarrassing than naming streets after players after you make an appearance in the conference finals. Don't even win it, by the way. Just make an appearance in the conference finals, because they have not necessarily draped themselves in glory ever since they bumped the season six.
Or would they have that issue? Remember when Dolan and Charles Oakley were fighting and they banned him from the arena and kicked him out and he was drunk and there was all kinds of things? Yeah, but that's my point. People had moved past those types of things. Like, oh, they're an actual basketball team. They have Jalen Brunson. They're going to the final. They beat the Celtics. They did all these things. And now we're talking about the dysfunction in their front office again, like it's the Isaiah Thomas Knicks or back in the era. And it's just, it's not good for them.
It's terrible.
But it's good for the Celtics.
Any Knickerbocker fans that I have as friends, are all just like dismayed. Like, you can't get rid of the guy that did so much good for us, who the players really seem to like, just because, or without a plan in place. But look, crazier things have happened. The Nuggets were streaking towards the playoffs and trying to make a valiant effort at defending their title, and the coach had a disagreement with his players, and out he went, and basically Jokic coached the damn team through the playoffs. By the way, I forgot to mention to you, Andy, my comp for what I think the Pacers are going to pull off in these NBA Finals, 2011 Mavericks over the Heat.
Okay. We'll see.
Remember the Heat? Everyone said the Heat. Great regular season, 60-some-odd wins. They'll just steamroll through the Mavericks. And next thing you know, Dirk and Terry, damn it. Anyway, they had a great run. And,
sorry, this is awkward.
Damn it. You just gave yourself a damn it.
I did. I just damn it Tedded myself. I forgot the name of the played for the Celtics later on. All right, I'm 50. Give me a break.
I don't know. My excuse is I'm going on vacation. But up
next, you are?
We're going to talk about
Jason Terry. Damn it. It wasn't Terry something. It was Jason Terry. Thank you. Thank you, Dan Ball. It's Dizgram.
Three important questions. Will Marcelo Meyer and Roman Anthony hit against lefties? Will Alex Cora apologize for flipping me off? And will the Red Sox continue to play quality baseball? That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.